The next trait here is Shomea Umosif. The words, of course, are easy enough to translate. You hear and you add, but of course it's also not obvious what the Braisa has in mind. So in fact, in the Mefarshim, predominantly there are two main interpretations, which we will develop, and then there is a very brief third explanation, which we'll mention as well. The first interpretation, which is mentioned by many of the earlier Mefarshim, is that this is a reference to the notion that every person who learns, even students who are being taught by more seasoned and scholarly teachers, once they are shomea, they hear, they learn, they receive the wisdom of Torah, then they can be mosif. The nature of Torah is that every student can then add on and develop and expand and enlarge the Torah itself. The Machzor of Itri says, for example, what does that mean? Shomea umosif, mevin davar mitoch davar. You take the things that you have been taught and you deduce from that and you bring things further along. The Medrash Shmuel develops this perhaps here in our Braisa with the greatest detail. And he says in his second interpretation, Ka'asher yishma shum davar me'rabo, yishtadel lehosif alaha. Anytime you learn something, you should always be looking to try to build on that, to add to it. Chol ma sheshomea mosif nofech mishalo. And whatever a person learns, they should always be looking to add their own little knetch, as they would say in Yiddish, their own little point. As the Pasuk says in Mishle, Perak Aleph, Pasuk Hey, Yishma Chacham v'yosif lekach. To be a Chacham means to hear something, but then to add something as well. V'navon tachbulo yikneh. The Pasuk actually then takes another step further, says the Medrash Shmuel. Shalo dai l'chacham lishmoa levad. It's not enough just to learn, but you have to be matriach, you have to work hard, v'yageya, and put in effort. Ad sheyosif lekach, shomea umosif. But then beyond that, the end of the Pasuk, Navon shedarko lahavin davar mitoch davar lo dai bezeh, rak sheyitrach yoser min aroylo. You should even go beyond your initial, so to speak, natural abilities. Vikne tachpolot v'hamtzaot lehamtzei inyanim rabim ul'inyan yoter. Ul'ayin yoter. And you should even be searching for new methods, new ways, new quote-unquote tricks, new techniques, so you can even go further. It's even higher, so to speak, an even higher level. So it's step one is shomea, but then it's building on what you've learned, taking the Torah to the next step. Shomea umosif. In addition to the pasuk mentioned already in Mishlei Perak Aleph Hey, there's also another pasuk that some of the Farshim quote in Mishlei Tet, Tein l'chacham v'yachkeim od. Right? If you give a chacham, if he's truly a chacham, he'll be machkeim od. He'll then take it further, he'll deduce and learn further. Rav Matisyahu Solomon points out that if the focus here was just on shomea, that it's important to be a good listener when it comes to learning. So that we already had in one of the earlier kinyanim, Shmiyas Ha'ozen. That's one of the first things that are mentioned. But here, as we've mentioned, we're going further. It's not enough just to hear, but it's a certain type of hearing with a motivation to grow. Not that you're convinced that you know it already, but in fact, you want to then take it further. Regarding this idea of chidushim and the expansion of Torah, especially if we're talking about Talmidim, so two he'aros to add as well, both remarkable in their own right. First, Chasam Sofer, in his Chidushim HaMasechah Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Amud Bet, points out that what was in his day, there was an explosion of Chidushim. More and more people were writing. I can only imagine what he would say about our generation, which has taken it to a whole nother level, not only because of the number of people learning, but of course because the advent of desktop publishing and the home computer. Obviously, publishing Chidushim is a lot easier now than it ever was. However, what we know now, certainly with the internet, for example, right, that there's no quality control, there's no editor, apparently was even true in the time of the Chasam Sofer. And he points out that there's this minhag in his day, l'chadesh Chidushim, yoser midai, you know, a little bit much. V'kol echad bona bama la'atzmo, and everyone, you know, so to speak, tries to make their mark. Some people in this mesechta, some people in that mesechta, some people in halacha, some people in gemara. And, you know, it seems like it's going a little bit too far, this new minhag, he calls it. However, says the Chasam Sofer, he thinks that he can defend the practice. Efshar l'chapes lo z'chus. And what's that? That basically he says, I don't know if it was really top-down as much as the intuitive brilliance of the Jewish people, but there was a problem. Sharosh shikcha shigoveres ba'avonoseinu haravim ba'olam. People were not able to remember their learning. People were forgetting what they learned. V'efshar lu'ukmei girsa. And people just weren't able to maintain and sustain their learning. However, he says, people realize there's a technique that can help with retention. Achein, aydei achidushim b'chaldaf v'amud, aydei ze zocher hakol. That the more a person feels that, you know, you could say this is active learning or the ability to contribute to yourself, but when you put in a chiddush, when you write up something, when you think you have an idea, so your idea is your idea, but you have to understand the Gemara or the Halacha that your idea is based on. So through the method and the attachment you have to your chiddush, but that will also help you and guarantee that you will remember the actual Torah itself. And then the Chasam Sofer says amazing. He says, "V'hanisayon meyid lanu." He says, "We know from experience." Al zeh v'yodea ani ba'atzmi. And he says, "I can tell you this is true for me. Not only do I see this in other people, which is itself would be an important statement, but more importantly, he says, yodea ani ba'atzmi. I know this is true about myself. That the more mechadesh I am, the more I write, the more I develop my own ideas about the sugya, the better I remember the sugya itself." And then that leads him to his logical but amazing conclusion. And he says, therefore, af machidush eino nachon kolkach, even if it turns out that the chiddush isn't so great, it's not the most muchruch, the most compelling, the most likely explanation of the sugya, mikol makom mol shechacha, it still has value because it helps the person remember and retain their learning. In a very different vein, there is a also unbelievable, an important statement of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh in the beginning of Bereishis, Aleph Aleph. It's kind of, in a certain sense, you could say almost an introduction to his whole Perush. It's right in the beginning. And one of the things he points out, you know, we think of the Or HaChaim as, you know, a very early and significant authority, Mikros Gedolos, but obviously at the time the Or HaChaim himself was writing, there were Mefarshim who had written way before him, and he lays out at the time the ability for him and others to argue on previous Mefarshim. And he is implicitly bothered by the idea of, whether it's Yerida Sadoros, or the idea that, you know, the Rishonim don't argue on the Gemara, Achronim don't argue on Rishonim. So those kind of arguments, which are phenomenon and rules which we're familiar with, how do they relate to his new creative and independent Chidushim on Chumash, which may not be consistent with previous authorities? So says the Or HaChaim, Da, we are given license, we are permitted to come up with our own chidushim, our own interpretations of the psukim, even though earlier authorities gave different explanations and different interpretations of those same psukim. After all, he says, shivim panim latorah, there are multiple truths in the interpretation of the Chumash, of the Torah, and therefore one does not contradict the other. We are allowed to say our own ideas. Only if an interpretation would impact and change a halacha, or to argue on a halacha, so then we have all sorts of rules. The Amoraim can argue on the Tanaim, and Rishonim would argue on Amoraim, etc., etc. But in explaining and resolving textual difficulties in the psukim, we see that we have precedent for our own interpretation. So now is not the time, and nor am I, honestly, the right expert by any stretch to discuss the limits of parshanut, but clearly this is an issue, historically it's been an issue, apparently, and it is certainly an issue in our day as well, of different and new methodologies, interpretations of Tanakh, and sometimes the criticism is, you know, how are you, how do you have a right to be mechadesh things that Mefarshim, Gedolei Rishonim, Mefarshim or Achronim haven't said, and here's quite eloquently and authoritatively the Or HaChaim defending the enterprise of new interpretations. Of course, that doesn't make every interpretation equal. That doesn't mean there can't be such a thing as an inappropriate interpretation. I imagine the Or HaChaim would agree to both of those things. I think those are both self-evident. But fundamentally, can someone nowadays, 2018, read a Pasuk in Chumash, read a Pasuk in Tanakh, read a Perek, and notice problems, give original answers that perhaps other people haven't? Is that somehow ipso facto inappropriate? By definition, says the Or Chaim, absolutely not. That is, we have a license for that. That is built into the system. Ad kan, the first interpretation of our midah. The second interpretation offered by some, including the Medrash Shmuel here, is that it means not mosif in the sense of expanding or adding onto the Torah, but mosif in the sense of more and more, continuing. Shomea, you learn, you hear. Umosif, and you want to learn more and more. Hakavana, keli olam hu shomea devrei Torah pi chachamim, v'imze, v'imkolze, and despite the fact that you've already learned, despite the fact you've already heard a shir, ain't okay, spa, it's not enough for you. Rak mosif lishmo mi ahava v'chiba rabba. But because of your great love of Torah, you want to learn more and more and more and more. The pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Yud Gimel, pasuk Chavei, says tzadik ochal lasova nafsho uvetin rishayim techsar. That the tzaddik, so to speak, eats lesova nafsho to satiate his soul and his stomach, his soul, excuse me. But the betin rishayim, some soup will be techsar, will be lacking, will be empty. What exactly does this mean? So the medrash there in Mishlei on the pasuk explains tzaddik ochel lesova nafsho means shem lamad adam bebachruso lo yazul b'yemein ziknuso el kol yamav yamali nafsho midevrei Torah. That you always want to be full, so to speak. And the fact that you ate breakfast doesn't mean you're not going to be hungry and want to eat dinner. So too, says the Medrash, just because you learned at one stage of your life, earlier when you were younger, you shouldn't think that you don't have to learn when you're older. You always have to be wanting to be shomea umosif, learn more and more and more. Similarly, the Avos Rabbi Nasan in Perek Yud Beis says, commenting on an earlier statement in that Avos Rabbi Nasan, delo mosif pasid, if you don't add, you'll be losing. What does that mean? Shim shana adam mesechta o shtaim o shlosha. It doesn't matter. You learn one, two, three mesechtos, three svarim of Tanakh, three mesechtos of Mishnayos. It doesn't matter of Gemara. But if a person says, okay, that's enough, vein mosif aleihem, sof shem mishkachas harishonos. In the end, you will forget. You won't even have, not only will you have more learning, you'll lose that initial learning. Even worse than losing your learning, there is a Mishnah in first parak of Perkei Avos, which some of the Mefarshim here discuss, which goes much further and much harsher. Udelo mosif, yasif. If you don't add on, yasif. And Rabbeinu Yonah there, and other Mefarshim in parak Aleph, explain yasif means mosif elamav. You will be gathered back to your people, you'll be returned to your people, obviously a euphemism for death. Now, if you're not learning, if you're not being mosif, yasif, you will die. And in fact, Rabbi Yosef in the Gemara in Tainis, Lamed Aleph, Baba Basra, Kuf Chaf Aleph, actually quotes this but goes further. Not only Yosef will you die, Tikvarei Ime, Chalila, your mother will die, so to speak. And even if you don't take these statements literally, they are certainly striking and dramatic and instructive. So Rabbeinu Yonah explains that what we're describing here is, here this is Rabbeinu Yonah in Perek Aleph of Perek Yavos, that someone who has learned already is a shtickle chacham, ben rotzo lahosif chachma chachmaso, he doesn't want to learn more, and he says, I already learned enough, parlamadati kol Torah kula, and I don't need to do more than that. Mali hatzara hazos letroach b'ohel, behevel yamai, what do I need to waste my time for and put in effort? I already learned, and what I learned, I learned, and what I didn't learn, I didn't learn. About such a person, says Rabbeinu Yonah, the Mishnah is telling us, yiratzon shezai ishi yamus, v'yasaf el amav, v'lama ye od acher shekvar kam b'lamod. Once you're not growing anymore, or what you have no even motivation to grow, there's no point in living. Now, as I say, whether it's meant to be literal or not, it's certainly quite harsh and striking. And Rabbi Lau asked the question, you know, why should that be? You know, initially what we saw in Avos Rabbi Nasan, that, you know, if you're not always learning, eventually you'll forget you're learning. So we can kind of relate to that, you know, al derech mashal, you know, when it comes to our physical health, not just our intellectual or spiritual health. You know, if we somehow think we're in good enough shape, or, you know, we've lost enough weight, so to speak, and we just kind of then chill and go on autopilot, the gravitational forces usually pull us back, and we gain the weight, we fall out of shape, we get weak, you know, we get lazy. That's not a good thing on a physical level, and we can understand why it's not good intellectually or spiritually. But why so harsh? Why do lo mosif yosif? You know, tikvarei ime, you should die, your mother, why would Chazal speak in such harsh terms? So Rabbi Lau answers very beautifully here in his Sefer Yachel Yisrael in Perek Vav, because if you don't, sofo mochich al tchilaso. that indicates that not only are you not learning anymore and you'll have problems in the future, but it actually, in retrospect, shows that there was something corrupt about even the learning you did do. Shelo ahavas hachachma amda l'negedeinu. Clearly, while you were learning, you weren't being motivated by a genuine, sincere love of learning, of love of Torah, of being l'shma. Ela matarot anochiyut. You were doing it for some selfish reasons. V'kevan shekach berega bo hisiket matarotav ha'ishiyot. And that was the case. If you really had selfish motivations, ulterior motives, well, once those motives, once those goals were selfishly met, or the opposite, or you were learning for some personal selfish reasons, and now you've realized you'll never accomplish those. So in either opposite cases, says Rabbi Lau, either you already accomplished them, or you give up and you realize you'll never accomplish them. But either way, you were learning for some extraneous, extra personal, ulterior motive. Then, so then, if once there's no more goal, either because it's been accomplished, or I realize it's not attainable, why should I learn anymore? So that shows that even the Torah that he did learn, he was using it for personal and selfish ulterior motives. And that itself is a bizayon ha-Torah, and it's on that bizayon hu nenash ba'ofen kochamor. That's why he is so punished. So it's not just that it's bad and he doesn't learn anymore and eventually, you know, he'll deteriorate, but in fact, it's worse than that. It's that by not learning anymore, it shows that even your initial learning was corrupted and selfish and a bizayon ha-Torah. Alternatively, one could interpret that perhaps the Mishnah in Avos does not mean it as a gzeira, so to speak, as a punishment, but more as a metzius. This does not work, I imagine, with the version in the Gemara of tikvrei imei. That seems like a punishment. But in the Mishnah itself, perhaps lo mosev yosef, maybe it is just a metzius, not a punishment. And that is that if a person is not growing, then the nature of man is that they're going backwards, that we cannot stay in one place. And this is a teaching that many of the great Baalei Machshava do point out in general. Just to cite one, maybe the most famous, or one of the more famous versions of this idea, the Gra, his commentary to Mishlei, in Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Chav Daled, Orach Chaim Lamala Lamaskil. Well, what does that mean, that the path for a maskil, for a smart person, is Lamala? So says the Gra, Ha'adam Nikra Holech, that's Orach Chaim, that a man is a holech. We've discussed this in the past from the Gra and others, that unlike an angel, a person is a holech, not an omeid. A person is a holech, they can walk. But that means shetzarich lelech tamid, midarga ledarga. Says the Vilna Gaon, it's not just that you can walk, it's that you must. We must always be moving and growing from one stage, one level to the next. V'lo yala lamala, yered lamata, chas v'shalom, mata mata. And if you're not going up, then you'll be going down. Bilti efshar shi'amod bedarga chada. It's not possible to stay in one place. And therefore, it's orachayim lamala lamaskil. The maskil realizes he always has to be going up. And the pasuk continues and says, laman sora mi sh'ol mata. Because otherwise, that's the only way to avoid going all the way down, so to speak, to the kever, to the grave. As the Gra says, k'dei sh'lo yateh laredes lamata sh'ola, it's only if you're walking up, so to speak, trying to grow, do you avoid going down. And I think the, you know, a common or an easy modern analogy to understand this, of course, is kind of like a moving sidewalk or an escalator. You know, if you just stand in one place, the escalator will take you down, or the moving sidewalk will take you in one place. If you want to go against that gravitational force, go against that natural tendency, then you have to be always striving to grow and move forward. But otherwise, the natural metaphysical world, similarly in parallel to what's true in the natural world, in a metaphysical spiritual sense, the spiritual gravitational forces will pull you down. It's only if Orach Chaim Lamala, only if a person's trying to grow, can they do that. But you can't just stay in one place. Okay, last but not least, just to conclude, there is a third completely different interpretation of this Midah, offered by the Tiferes Yisrael. He's the only one who says this, but it's an important idea, so it's worth mentioning. He says this is an instruction specifically to teachers. Shomea divrei talmida ve'eino doham. If you are a teacher and you give over a lesson or shiur, and this is presumably true for parents as well, when you're trying to teach your children something in Torah, or anything else, but especially in Torah. So if your children ask a question, or your students ask a question, don't be dismissive. Rather, kshivadalo shalohayalahem dai b'rava rishonim, when you realize, when they make it clear to you, that they didn't understand what you said initially, lo yelo lamaseh lahosif al devarav, ad sheyavinu heitev. Don't consider it a burden, and so to speak, dismiss it, but rather, shomea, hear what they say to you, hear their feedback, hear their questions, umosif, and repeat it again, and repeat it again if you have to. We mentioned in a previous year, Amoraim used to teach his very not bright student 400 times till he understood a sugya, once even 800 times. So first of all, sometimes you just need to be repeating and repeating and repeating. And I would add, sometimes the mosif is not just repeating, but changing things up. Maybe the way you taught it the first time wasn't sufficiently clear. Maybe you need to change the content or change the style of teaching. But either way, says the Teresh Yisrael, a very important lesson to parents and teachers and anyone who's in a position of influence when you're trying to communicate with someone, you always have to be aware of, are they getting it or not? Shomea, always, you know, listen carefully to what they're saying, the feedback they're giving you. And when necessary, umosif. If you have to add, you have to say it again, you have to repeat it, then so be it.